This is Jim Zook, the Executive Director for the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan and the Michigan Corn Growers Association.
Jim, next week there'll be some big activities in the ethanol side of things in Michigan with EPA hosting a hearing on July 18th. What's the backstory bringing this hearing to Michigan to talk about the renewable fuel standard?
EPA motor fuel regulations are all completed out of the Ann Arbor, Michigan office. So it was fitting for them to bring the hearing to Michigan because of that. Ironically, though, next week is also the week that all of the corn states converge on Washington, D.C. To discuss business pertaining to corn and policies of the future. It is a little bit difficult for us because it is in Michigan and will actually be in D.C. However, this is an annual event that EPA, once they roll out the renewable volume obligation numbers as a part of the proposed rulemaking, they do have to hold hearings. And so this has been going on every year. And so this year it just happens to be moved to Michigan.
To have that public forum talking about the renewable fuel standard, what's been proposed and what is Michigan corn and others in the corn industry would like to see that changed?
Well, the proposed rule does follow law, which is what we're after, and it's something we've been actually arguing for many years. However, the number that is proposed somewhat gets lost or becomes meaningless when EPA grants small producer refiner exemptions. And so whatever number they put on, if they continue to grant these waivers to the small refinery producers, it becomes meaningless. And again, those particular exemptions are done with no transparency. They're granted, and as a matter of fact, many times we don't even know who they are being granted to. And so with the outgoing Secretary of EPA, Pruitt, he was granting those like handing out candy, and actually has decreased the amount of ethanol that is going to be required. And thus, it just limits our ethanol going into our fuel system.
Do you think with Pruitt no longer in charge of EPA, this discussion will have a different feeling to it? Or what are your expectations from hosting this hearing here in Michigan?
The unknown is there with the new director, or secretary, I should say. We don't know. We do know that he's from Pennsylvania, and he's come up through the coal industry, or obviously being from Pennsylvania, you do have an alliance to that. So we don't know how this is going to act or react. We do know that he does tend to follow the policy more, and so we're hopeful and optimistic that our concerns will be heard and that the granting of these waivers will slow down or even cease.
Is Michigan Corn or NCGA going to be involved and present at that hearing?
Yes. Actually, we will have some of our producers that will testify at the hearing. NCGA also will have people associated with their ethanol action team will also testify. There'll be other industry people that will testify as well, and as well as at least one of our ethanol plants will testify, if not maybe another one or two. We do know that there are opportunity for people to write in written comments, and especially with the challenge that we're having in Michigan with our weather, with our corn planting this spring, having these reductions or the potential with these small producer refinery waivers just puts added pressure on our producers for them to actually make a profit.
Any expectations on what some of those comments might be?
I think basically what I've outlined, what I've discussed, basically we're happy that they've actually came up with the number, that they have followed the rule of law. However, we're disappointed with the small producer refineries that are being granted, especially when some of those refineries are seeing sizable profits. And so they're definitely not under distress like we're seeing our producers be under distress this year.
And Jim, any last comments to wrap us up with?
I believe that every producer who's listening to this should pay attention. They need to become involved. They need to find out more information and submit comments about the fact that they need the ethanol, and they need as much ethanol as possible so that we can create the demand for what corn gets turned into. So they do need to become more vocal, more active, and more involved.
Is this the only meeting that EPA will host as a hearing on the RFS?
Yeah, typically EPA only has one open forum meeting like this for this rulemaking process. So this will be the only one. However, if they do visit the EPA's website for the RVO comments, there's a place there where people can submit comments to, and or you can go to NCGA or MCGA for further details.